Blog Talk Radio.
I want to share the word with you from Reverend Ike's study guide. Now, I want to call your attention to the subject addressed on page 20. And the subject is Define and Declare. Now, let's read the scripture for this lesson. I like to read the text. And those of you who have not heard me speak before, this is not an intellectual exercise. And I do a lot of purposeful repetition. Why? Because that is the way the subconscious learns, by repetition. How do you think you learned to be sick? Sickness is something that mankind had to learn. Because when God created you and God got through with you, He said it is good and very good. Also, sin is something that man had to learn. Poverty had to be learned. And how do people get into all of these situations and circumstances today? Because they hear the same thing repeated again and again and again. That is why we use affirmations here. What the mind hears continually, it will begin to believe and to act upon. The scripture that I'm going to read with you is Ephesians, the 3rd chapter, the 20th verse. I love that scripture that says, He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from all their destructions. Listen to that. How did He do it? He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from all their destructions. I don't know whether Bishop Xavier is going to tell you this or not, so I'll tell him, because it makes me think of something. A couple of weeks ago, he was driving his Escalante through the canyon in Malibu, and I've started it now. Come on down here. A coyote jumped out in front of him.
It just appeared in front of the car all of a sudden, and I didn't have time to think or anything, so I swerved to get out of the way, and immediately that big top-heavy SUV began careening back and forth, skidding to the side, and I could not get back in control of the thing. It just went right out of control, and it just all happened so quickly in a heartbeat. I was able to get it straight again, but then it swerved off the road, hit an embankment, and as I hit the embankment, the force was transferred, and I started to roll. And just as I started to roll, I stated, harm to none. And the car began to roll. Rolled over once, boom. Rolled over twice, boom. Car righted itself. And I'm sitting there thinking, I don't believe I just crashed and rolled in my car. And I'm taking inventory. Everything is there. Everything feels fine. Feels good. And so I climbed out the window because the door would not open. But I think what you're getting at with being definite with the word, be it define and declare, the scariest thing about being in control of that car is that I did not know in my conscious mind whether I was going to get badly messed up or not. But during the whole thing, I felt the part of me that knew, holding the intention and making the statement that I'm not going to be messed up here. I'm not going to have this as an opportunity to get broken and battered. And when I hit the embankment and began to roll, that was what the most frightening part, not knowing whether I was going to go over the edge. When the car started turning, it's as if all of the intention inside me to not be harmed came out. And harm to none, that was what I defined and declared, and indeed I wasn't harmed.
What were those words you said as the car began to spin out of control?
Harm to none. Harm to none.
Catch these words, people. You never know when you may need to.
That's
harm
something,
to none. What does that
harm
mean?
Harm to none. It means harm to none. Let no one be injured. Let no one be hurt by the actions, by the occurrences that are taking place. And I've spoken these words to you before in the context of when we're programming for what we want, when we're defining and declaring, you know, the work we've done together with meditation and visualization, what have you. Whenever you want to create something, whenever you want to manifest something, it's always important with your programming to add the words, this or better, meaning that there's room for something better than what I can envision right now, to let it drop in. And with harm to none, meaning that I don't want anybody to be harmed by my creation, I don't want anybody to be harmed in order to have what I want. Now, you hold that intention. When there's something good that we desire, we don't go about trying to take it from other people or to harm someone in order to have what we want, or my benefit should not come at anyone else's expense.
And I believe you also told me when you called me on the phone that when you saw those eyes glaring at you in the dock, you didn't know whether it was a person or not. That's why you swerved.
Right. That was the thing. It just appeared so quickly in front of the car. I just said, oh, God, don't let that be a person because it looks like I'm going to hit it. But I swerved out of the way because I didn't want to harm whatever was in front of the vehicle.
And the thing hit an embankment and rolled over twice, and you crawled out without a scratch.
A minor scratch, but no harm done, certainly. No harm done. And, you know, all in all, it was a pretty cushy roll, I must say. A little like an amusement park ride. But at the time, it wasn't that much fun. And I'm not going to do it again.
All right. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from all their destructions. It's good to know how to get a hold of the word. Thank you, son. We'll hear from you later. Define and declare. The stuff works if you work with it, you see. Ephesians 3:20. He is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above. Oh, boy, I love God. God is just the God of superlatives. You know, I get joy out of just reading it. Come on, let's start it again. And let's change the pronoun to noun. God is able. God in me is able. God in me. On me. Through me. As me. For me. God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Define and declare. Now, in life, you have to define and declare what you want to be, to do, and to have. Because if you don't, the world, will take a hold of your self-definition. Reverend Ike said some years ago these words, and I love these words. I am not other people's opinions. When you learn that, that liberates you. Sets you free from what people think about you. Now, whatever you think about me, that's your opinion. But I'm not your opinion. I am God's opinion. Shout that three times. I am God's opinion. I am God's opinion. I am God's opinion. I'm not even the opinion of my ego. I am God's opinion. Have you ever read God's opinion of you? When God got through making you, what did God say? As a matter of fact, you know, a lot of planning went into you. A lot of divine planning. Why should you come along and mess it up? And Elohim said, let us make man in our own image and in our likeness. That's what God said. That's what Elohim said. And you think you were just made helter-skelter. There was a conference about you in the councils of heaven. Let us make a manifestation of God. That's something to tell you. God had nothing to make you out of but God. Now, that's why I take issue with the theologians in this business of original sin. That is one of the biggest lies ever perpetrated on mankind. Sin is not original. Righteousness is original. After I'd been out of the seminary, for 18 years, I met one of my professors, and he said, you know, I hear about those doctrines you're preaching. He said, but what about the doctrine of original sin? I said, Dr. So-and-so, you know very well that man is not an original sinner. There's nothing original about sin. Righteousness is original. Original sin is the theologian's opinion, but I'm not the theologian's opinion. See, you need to learn this. My daughter-in-law was singing at a whole life expo. She told me something very interesting. And somebody found out that she was Reverend Ike's daughter-in-law. They begin to ask her about Reverend Ike, spout some of the opinions. What was it? You know, I'm not embarrassed. That's one of my gifts. You can't tell enough lies on me to embarrass me and get my money. Uh-uh. What did they say?
There was this gentleman that was singing there, and he'd watched me perform, and he walked up to me, and Reverend Mrs. Ike was there, and she, somehow it came up that I was your daughter-in-law, and there she's your wife. He said, oh, the Reverend Ike that had that scam scheme, whatever he called it, that he said that he was involved in, came to the church, gave money to the church, and then apparently the church was going to return back gazillions in a very short amount of time, called investing in the church. And I said, well, you know, I don't ever recall hearing anything about that. I'm going to ask about it. So I asked Dad about it yesterday, and of course he said, no, it's never been anything like that. And,
now, did
and
you say he said the IRS?
Yeah, I was also saying, well, didn't the IRS come in and they busted him, and it was terrible, and he went to jail, and, you know, on and on and on. That kind of thing, and I'm like, well, I happen to know that the IRS has never found anything in the church or any of its affiliated organizations. That's what happened.
I am not other people's opinions. Let's hear it.
I am not other people's opinions.
See, if I didn't know that, maybe that would bother me. So far, I wouldn't brag about it too much, but so far, I've never been in jail and have no aspirations. But I'm not other people's opinions. I'm God's opinion. See, you've got to know that. And after God created man and created the whole world and everything, the Bible says that God looked at what he had done and what he had made and said what? It is good and very good. And another thing, even if you're a perfect mess, and I want to ask you a question while we're talking about this subject. And I want you to write it down, and I want you to think about it. Where do you get your self-definition? And by the way, to backtrack just a little, do you know if you worry about what people say about you, you've got trouble. Do you worry about what other people think about you? Now, God is not through with me yet, but that's one of my strong graces. When you know who you are, what other people think, other people's opinions won't bother you. If you worry about what other people think and what other people say, you must not be sure about yourself. Let me hear you say, I know who I am in God. And I know who God is in me. See, I know my own heart. I know my own integrity. I know my own honesty. Matter of fact, I'm at the point when I hear stuff like that, I laugh about it. It's my joke. In one of the Psalms, it says, he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. He shall mock them to derision. Oh, did you hear what they said about you? Isn't that funny? Liberace and George had the answer. Liberace, did you?
Many people wonder where my secret lies. I'm not cute or built to suit a fashion model size. When I start to tell them, they think I'm telling lies. I say, it's in the reach of my arms, the span of my hips, the stride of my step, the curl of my lips. I'm a woman, phenomenally. I walk into a room just as cool as you please, and to a man the fellows stand or fall down on their knees. Then they swarm around me, a hive of honeybees. I say, it's the fire in my eyes, the flash of my teeth, the swing in my waist, the joy in my feet. I'm a woman, phenomenally. Men themselves have wondered what they see in me. They try so much, but they can't touch my inner mystery. When I try to show them, they say they still can't see. I say, it's in the arch of my back, the sun of my smile, the ride of my breast, the grace of my style. I'm a woman, phenomenally. Now you understand just why my head's not bowed. I don't shout or jump about or have to talk real loud. When you see me passing, it ought to make you proud. I say, it's in the click of my heels, the bend of my hair, the palms of my hands, the need for my care. Because I'm a woman, phenomenally.
It's time for Jessica and Tasia on Hindsight Radio.
Fantasia. Right. It looks like the sound is good. So we're good to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We were on Blog Talk Radio. We were mute the entire time.
So you could hear it from there.
Sorry, testing life.
You wouldn't hear it from there.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. Okay, sorry about that, you guys. Anyway, hope everyone's having a good week. My week has been fine. Can't complain. Actually, I'll tell you what I'm most thankful for is the rain. Because of gardening. So when you become a gardener, you don't take rain for granted. Mm-hmm. Because for one, you don't have to water your garden because, you know, but it's the season for, like, spring is the season for when you plant, and then when your crops need all the water that they can get. So, I mean, Mother Nature is helping us out drastically. It's when you start gardening late, like I did last year, is when it's drier. It was summer. It wasn't too late to start a garden, so don't think that. But I didn't have as much help from Mother Nature, so I made sure I wasn't missing out this year. And so by the time it gets dry and things like that, I will have my harvest. And I'll be on to the next, you know. So that's the plan, and I set the system. And, yeah, you know, it won't be such a hassle for me to get out there and water the garden and things like that. You still have to check on the soil. Mm-hmm. You don't want it to get too dry when you're first trying to get your seeds to germinate. Me, I'm thankful for the rain. What about you?
Yeah.
How was your week?
It's been all right. Just really been learning more about myself. You never really get, I don't know. It's always a journey for me, at least. I can say and speak for myself.
Yeah, I think for everyone, though, if you really think about it. I mean, it should be. You're always growing, you're always evolving, or you're always going through something. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, I could, like, honestly say that the person I was last year different from who I am right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good thing to always progress and always for the better, you know. So when your mindset changes, things change around you and you elevate. So yeah, I can't complain, even though it might be challenging sometimes, but
growth is challenging, and situations happen where you're being either pulled to grow or just actually face that challenge or make it through that whatever difficulty you're going through. So.
Yeah. Sometimes you've got to jump right in.
Yep. So
that's it, workout.
That's cool. Okay. So. We want to say Happy Mother's Day because that's coming up. That's why it was Paige's idea to come up with playing
Phenomenal Woman
by Maya Angelou. Dr. Maya Angelou.
Doctor.
Mm-hmm. We want to get that right. So, so Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, and whether you are a biological mother or not, Happy Mother's Day, because a lot of people play different roles. We are mothers to people that are not our own. So, or you can be a mother to your pet or your plants. Hey, if you're a natural nurturer, just because you don't have any biological children does not mean you're not motherly or have it in you to be a mother. mm-hmm. you can mother in different ways. We all need everybody. So, yes. So anyway, I'll just talk about some things that came up this week that I just wanted to discuss a little bit. I'm not sure how true this is, but now they're talking about there is a chicken shortage, specifically chicken wings. To me, that's just chicken. We heard about food shortages last year, and I know a lot of people are probably like, oh, well, you know, we didn't see that. But, I mean, we saw it, but we may not have seen it as drastically as, I think, doomsday-type preppers will make you feel, but it still affects us. And I try to give the example in the beginning of us doing the show before, like when we even had our friend Octavia on, is that, or after that, I think, because she had told me 2 years ago to stock up on cans and like on canned vegetables and things like that, because farmers didn't get good crops that mm-hmm. year. And it's something that didn't affect us right away. It affected us a year or two later. I mean, it was hard to find what you needed, even last year. So it's not a bad idea for you to keep pressing. I mean, especially they're talking about the meat. And then I also came across something that was about the meat in general. So, I mean, if you can, you want to stock up on what you can before they start making all this, you know. And it's going to be in your big stores. So if you don't know how to can yet, if you have not, please do so. Preserve your food. You know, don't rely on the grocery store for everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you don't have to have a big garden to start gardening. I'm glad I started with the little bit that I started with last year. I couldn't even find any seeds, a variety of seeds. Mm-hmm. I planted squash. Green squash, zucchini, some things that I just honestly wasn't going to really eat, especially that squash. I was like, what is this going to be? And I don't mean like, not just any squash. It was a particular squash. Like maybe it was a butternut squash. Zucchini and squash are squashes too. So, but anyway, the only thing that came up that year was my greens, and it was a harvest. So I'm glad I started there, though, because it helped me prepare me for this year to go bigger, mm-hmm. you know. So anyway, it's never too late. Just like my friend said, because last year I was like, Octavia, it's too late to start a garden because I didn't think about it. And something was calling me to do it, pulling me to doing that. And she was like, no, it's never too late. And I started looking up things. What do you plant in the summertime, you know? She was telling me, she was like, this is the perfect time for you to start everything I named, you know? So.
Yeah, because in the fall you get your harvest, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
we can can all that stuff, too.
Yeah, like, you really did. Like, you actually built your grapes mm-hmm.
this year.
You put a net over it.
Yeah, made a little archway. Now I got that for me, too. This melanated family. What did I call it? The Growing Network or something? He had some tips. I was like, I need that net in my life. So I'm glad because I needed something like so I was able to build these arches with the net over it. My idea, but I had my fiance install the PVC pipes for it because, hey, he could do it for me.
Yeah, you have the vision. And
mm-hmm. But I did do the raised bed by myself, and it was hard work, lady. We have to do what we got to do out here. But let me tell you, I was wore out. The only reason why my fiance didn't help me was because he was working.
And I mean, I would have helped you too, but I was working.
And I'm one of those people, when I want something done, I want it done. Do it, especially when there's a pulling. So there was a whole tug of get this done now. So even going to the store to get all that stuff, get the bricks and the 4x4s. I'm in there like, y'all got this? Y'all got this? They're like, oh, that's a 4x4. I'm like, okay, like, whatever fits inside this brick. It was like that. And then I'm trying to haul all of that, including soil, huge bulk size soil. It wasn't fun. I mean, and going back and forth of not knowing what to get.
What you needed.
People not knowing what I need, you know. Because, you know, some workers just don't know. But anyway, got it done.
Mm-hmm.
Came home. I didn't do it right away. So loading the car and unloading it was a piece of work. But then, yeah, so I'm proud that I could say I built my race. That's so let me tell you something, not too prideful, because had my fiance been able to do it for me or help me, anybody, Tasia, somebody could help me, then I would have been happy with that. But, you know, so, yeah, the PVC pipe, that's the easy part. And that's the easy part, too. So, but anyway.
Yeah, you did a good job. You're doing a good job on that.
You just never know when you'll need these skills. So I'm just saying, if you ever have these desires, you're going to start somewhere. You could start with your cups at home, do some dirt, get a little girl kit. We started, so we had the girl kits from last year. We had the children from this year. It gets to the point, though. You don't want to do more, bite off more than you can chew. Because I had all these little seedlings, and they did not survive inside the house. I think I need to get a greenhouse. But, like, if you start, you'll be able to grow and learn. So I'm learning a lot as well. But I also have a lot of homemade plants. You want to show them that plant? Y'all, we are on YouTube Live if you are on Blog Talk listening to us. This is a small one, but yeah, I have one that's bigger than this. I have actually a couple, but these are from pineapple heads. I call them pineapple heads. So yeah, from the top of the pineapple. Why is it looking like that? Why is it looking?
Because it's green.
Anyway, DIY plants, and so I'm not doing any of those this year. I had such a good outcome with growing those pineapple because, I mean, when I found out you can really, I mean, there's life everywhere. You can just, I mean, just because you eat something, I mean, they have seeds, and it's like a whole plant on top of a pineapple. You can just peel that thing back, put it in some dirt, water it from the top, from into the middle. Oh, wow. I had so many. I was thinking, like, I can sell these after a while. They were doing
yeah.
so good.
You just have fun. I did not know what you were doing. I didn't see what you were trying to do. But
yeah,
now,
I was like, oh, they're going to. But the only thing, I haven't been successful with some things. Like, I'm trying to do the lemon. And then when it comes to the dogs on avocado seeds, I cannot get those to germinate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I could not. I was thinking differently. Because I did finally find a root in one of them. And I was just preserving them by holding them in water. And then I was like, let me prepare these the way I should. I have them up with paper towels. And then I come across one that had a root. I was so ecstatic about it. And I was just like, oh, let me help it out. And peel back some of the skin off of the seed. And then the thing split. Not the root, but the seed. Like a piece of it came off that was in between the root. So I was I just cried. Like, that's so bad. I was like, dang, I finally get a root. And so I still planted it anyway. I put it together and planted it. Hopefully it becomes a plant. I really want an avocado plant. But I'm not going to do any more pineapple plants this year. Although I did have them outside for just on a gazebo show. And I'm proud of that. That was crazy. I didn't know it would be so great because I had so many of them. So now I'm like, oh, no, we can't do it this year. Maybe I'll start them for people like my mom and then, you know, give them away quicker, sooner than they become, you know, bigger. They're easy. They're low maintenance. You know how, like, a peace lily doesn't need much. Pineapple plants don't need much either, and they don't need a lot of water. So just in case you want to do a little DIY, I call them DIY plants. Never heard anybody say that, but that's, I mean, literally, it's a DIY. So if you want some greenery, I want some greenery in the house, and I got it. Plus some. So, yeah. Anyway, that was a lot. I was just
yeah.
Talking.
That's okay.
That was not on the agenda. But, so, yeah, back to the schedule. I kind of want to, I don't know if you guys listen to will know who Celeste Solomon is, but look her up. Look her up on YouTube. Watch some of her videos. She has a website, too. I don't know it off the top of my head. Go to her YouTube page, Celeste Solomon, with a C. And today she put a video out about editing food editing. So she pulls up articles and things like that of what's happening today and things that we do not read on a day-to-day. She brings them to the forefront for us and try to make you aware of what's going on outside of our norm. Like, for word, keywords on your ingredient packages, on the list of your food packaging, I should say. And what got me was, like, she said, like, because of what's going on for the pandemic, they're going to enrich our food. She didn't say that word, but basically enhance our food with called biofortification. So they're going to biofortify a lot of different foods. So I don't know. I'll have to look into it some more. If I find some things, I'll try to remember to come back here and talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But for specific key food items, so they're going to biofortify with different vitamins and minerals, so mm-hmm. particularly vitamin C, vitamin D, and selenium. And what that's going to do is it's going to supposed to help us and what we lack, but it's going to raise the cost of your food.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, probably drastically, because it's going to say, oh, this is a innovative, this is your innovative tomato.
Mm-hmm.
This is your packet of enhanced tomato. And therefore, what you used to pay $3 for, I don't know. I don't know that much, but I just want you guys to look into that if you're interested in what's going on with your food.
And another thing that she had mentioned in that video, she was saying, you know, once all this started happening, they did not advise us. There wasn't many people advising us to take our vitamins, the vitamin C that we need, the vitamin C, like the elderberry and these things.
We were trying to tell you.
Yeah, we were trying to tell you.
But it wasn't that. Mainstream media. I'm sorry. Mainstream media wasn't
putting
it out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So just the setup to have these edited foods.
Yeah.
Which I don't, that's kind of scary to me. I'll be very cautious with.
I mean, it goes to show. Yeah, like. But the thing is, here's the big thing. The restaurants buy this stuff. You still know what's in your food. So it's already in it. But the thing is, people are for it. I'm telling you, people are for GMOs. People are for, they will be for this. They'll be like, oh, shoot, that's that enhanced apple. Let me buy that instead.
Mm-hmm.
Our thing is,
they might make it taste better. I don't know, whatever.
I mean, they make some apples taste better. They inject it with the stuff that tastes like cotton candy and grapes.
You're right.
Artificially flavored grapes.
Right.
So, I mean, my thing is, we get the stuff from fruits and vegetables anyway, and we should be eating better. We're not always eating better, but if you're taking supplements, that's fine. It's just kind of weird to enhance it. And then, where is the source of these vitamins and minerals? I mean, I'm not saying whatever, do what you want to do. Like I said, people are for GMO food, so they're like, we wouldn't have enough to populate the world. Well, we wouldn't have enough food for the population. And, I mean, that wouldn't be true, just have more farms. I mean, by taking over the farms, people farm are shutting down. So, I mean, whatever, maybe, maybe not. Maybe people see the good in it. I know people that see the good in the GMO stuff, so believe me or not. But, you know, in this enhanced food, like, okay, people are going to be for that as well. So I just wanted to know that that's what's going on. And if you're for that, be for it. If not, I didn't ask you to enrich it in any way. I just want it to be natural. I want the vitamin C, if it's in the kale or in the orange, I want it to be in the orange for the amount that's already in there by nature. I don't want anything enhanced because I don't know what you're using with it. So that's me personally. And then I take my vitamin C and my vitamin D regularly. That's another thing. I take that stuff regularly because we are melanated people. We already know we're vitamin D deficient, and without a lot going on outside last year, we missed out on a lot if you didn't make time to be in the sun. I mean, we're not in the sun enough. So I try to at least go out there and let the sun touch me, you know, from day to day. But technically, we should be basking in it for at least 20 minutes, no less.
Yeah, I never have been this intentional about being, making sure sunlight hits my skin, even when I wake up in the morning and the sun beams on my face, it's just this radiation, this feeling that you have, like it energizes. So I am getting something from it, and I never thought about it before until, I wasn't lacking it until.
You were learning more, so you transitioned into caring about your vitamins and minerals.
Yeah.
Plus, we learned that, you know, they were saying that if you were vitamin D deficient, it was harder for you to even combat the virus in general. So why not try to take a supplement? Actually, I think we need a lot more. Like, get your levels checked and find out how much you actually need, because we're lacking. And that is where they're winning. They know. People don't think about it because why? We're walking regular. We don't see anything wrong with us. But because we don't see it doesn't mean that there's nothing wrong with us. To be deficient is not good. And, you know, I spoke on that before about, like, the symptoms and things like that. So even in the beginning of the pandemic, I mean, I was having horrible back pain, and it wasn't from anything in particular, and then I read that was one of the sides from being vitamin D deficient. So started taking it religiously, and believe it or not, that week I felt better. Within a couple of days even, I was like, really? Was that really because of that? You know what I mean? But you never know. I mean, we are made to be in alignment. Like, we're supposed to have a certain amount, and everybody's different. It's not like, oh, the scale says you're supposed to be above 6 on here. Maybe not for you, maybe not for me, but, you know, but for majority of us melanated people, we need vitamin D. So let's be intentional about that. So that's what I have on that. I just want you guys to look into it more. It's a lot going on, and, you know, but not to instill any fear or anything like that. Just let's be more proactive and just come up with solutions.
Right.
I mean, this is all I can do, is what my hands can do right now. I wish I had known more before. I wish I would have been better prepared for this transition. This type of stuff has been out here. This type of thing has been in the works for a while, like the whole strategy of it all. And it's a domino effect. Like, okay, now they're going to – you should hear her talk about the companies that are over this whole project. So it's just like, wow. Everything works together. So, yeah. But we wanted to talk a little bit more about what we would you back take you back on?
Yeah, last week.
And I apologize, real quick, for anybody that was on last week. We were on YouTube Live, and we forgot to unmute ourselves off of Blog Talk Radio. So we apologize for that. I mean, the show is over, and I saw that it was muted the whole time.
We uploaded the show, so if you want to listen to it, you can go back and listen to it.
That's what happened there, and that's why we wish, like, somebody would tell us, you know, like, we check in or type it in the chat or something if you can't hear anything.
So I'm thinking about what we talked about last week and about kingdom and kingdoms and the duties and what we have to do. What are some characteristics And one big part of that is leadership. And a lot of times you might see different types of leaders, and it's important not to fall into, I don't want to say trap, but to recognize what type of leader are in front of these platforms. So as far as leadership, leaders should inspire you. They should be motivation to you. And you should be able to clearly see what they're trying to do, you know, where they're moving, what their purposes are. And as far as in the kingdom, the king takes care of his people. The kingdom is only as strong as the leader is. It is only as strong as the people. And if the king is prospering, the people should as well. If you're a leader, you should be able to teach how to reproduce what you have already done. So, and that would expand your kingdom as well. And as a leader, you don't always have to have a title or be in a certain position. As a leader, you can lead at least yourself. You have to be disciplined in that. And being a leader, one of the main qualities you should have, you should be able to inspire. So when you are talking to somebody, you got to make sure that you are leading them with something about you. When you have a conversation with somebody and you leave them and they're feeling drained, that's not leadership. I know sometimes leaders, these aren't the kind of leaders that you want to follow, but they might try to manipulate or try to use fear to get you to follow them or to do what they want you to do. That would be the opposite of inspiring and motivating. So I know, are there like some examples that you could come up with? Or?
I have examples like person inspiring. I mean, there's all types of, that's the first thing that comes to my mind is leadership. I'm not getting touchy.
Like Hitler, okay? He used fear into people to get them to do what he wanted them to do.
Right.
You could use that example.
That's the manipulation.
Manipulation. So there are ways, but it's you, as far as being a leader, you have to make sure that your vision is clear, just like when you were doing with your garden.
Mm-hmm.
You can use that example because you knew what you wanted, you could see it, but I didn't understand what you said. You want to get a net and stuff, but you made it clear, and you gave the necessary steps to make that happen. So,
actually, and then it's funny because I did delegate. I sent the instructions over to my fiance, and he went and got the things for me this time.
Yeah, so
we came with our second project of the garden. Yep.
Simple things like that.
And we came together, and now it's a success.
Yeah.
Even something as small as that. I think when we think of leadership, we think of brand.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is it? From president to, what do you call it?
all those mega church leaders, kings and queens. I mean, half the time the kings and queens aren't running it themselves. So it really takes, I mean, it takes a village, but it really takes multiple people, multiple levels, whatever's from the head supposed to come down. But sometimes, I mean, it's the people on the bottom that are making it all work. So I guess
character. Follow them, you know, they have to have that integrity about them and the confidence in what they're doing and knowing that they know what they're doing, so lead other people. So.
Yeah, and be sure.
If you're unsure.
Yeah, so if you call yourself a king or a queen, you have to think about that thing. Think about those things. Are you consistent in certain areas? I know for me, I mean, I may have completed a few things, but there are things I have not completed, and I'm looking at myself like, there you go, starting something, not finishing it, you know? And I know that's something I have to work on.
But yeah, that's very important as far as being active or active in.
Yeah.
Because in order to be a leader, people see what you're doing. They watch you for a while before they meet you. Before they follow you.
Yeah.
They got to know what the person is. Are they going to do what they say they want to do? Are they true to their word? So, and then that's how I was in, because I played basketball first. And I was more of a lead by example. So,
okay.
You have to do what you talk. Like, you have to be about what you talk about.
So you have to walk the walk.
Walk the walk. You want to talk the talk, walk the walk.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, just a little tidbit. On that, because that's a big part of it. And it, you know, there's multiple books that talk about leadership, but when it comes down to it, you have to be able to inspire the people that are around you.
And I guess, does good leadership mean you have numbers? What does this mean? I think that leadership would mean success rate. So everybody's success looks different, right? So if you had a team of people that you wanted to help, build your garage or something like that, and you guys accomplish, you get the team, you have the plan, you have the plan. That includes budget and everything. And then if you guys, that was a successful, accomplishment. So that's success right there. And if it was only three people, that's it. But also, think of it as, do things fall through? I know somebody that couldn't finish projects, and I mean major projects, on homes. So they lack, now that I think about it, looking at their life, they lack a lot of leadership qualities, even in their household. The guy ended up losing his family, too. But it literally starts within you. And technically it starts at home. So his home had all these incomplete projects. I mean, for real. And it shouldn't have been a nice home. And, but he was handy. He was crafty. But like I said, all the way to a point where, now he doesn't even have his family. So that says a lot, too, about him. So he was lacking some of those traits that you were talking about. Are you a king in your own right? But like we said, we wanted to, last week was more so, are you really a king or queen? What makes someone a king or queen? We were talking about literally. But, yeah. Natural born, you are, your star seed, You are a king or a queen, and you need to find your way. So for him, there's room to grow. All of us
yeah.
have room to grow. So
I'm teaching myself too. So
yeah, I mean, you got to evaluate yourself. I mean, all this stuff is like aha moments. Like, yeah, you know what? And then it's okay to give yourself props in whatever you were good at or are good at. Because you say you're what? What did you say? You are a what kind of leader?
I think I said example.
You are a action kind of leader. Well, whatever. I don't even know anymore what I was trying to say because I was really trying to think of what you said. But yeah, so
I have
like that. You have it in you, and you know you were that. And that's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to know that about yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, we can't do it all either. If you're trying to run something bigger, just know, I think that's a part of leadership, too.
Mm-hmm.
Being a good leader is getting someone to do what you cannot do.
The right
it's
person.
Okay to call for help.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think people get this arrogance about themselves that want to do everything by themselves. Including all of us have it to an extent. Nope, I want nobody to say I had help on this. No, you know, or okay, I could do this stuff by myself. No, I want to be able to say I do it myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when really you needed help because it took you a year or 3 years. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, I don't know. It takes, I don't know, that pride that can really get to, that can get in your way.
It's about pride and distrust. Can't trust nobody.
Okay, so that's another inner issue.
Yeah.
What is the root of that? Why do you have trust issues? Get to the root, heal it, and then move on, grow. That's part of your character evaluation. You got to know some things about yourself, you know? And you can't be ashamed to know it about yourself. You have to forgive, whatever it is, forgive it, forgive yourself, forgive the situation, and move forward so you can be better. I think we all have to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes they don't feel good, but.
Growing, pruning, growing, purging, But, yeah, it doesn't always feel good, but you got to go through it. I mean, what else are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
I know, I was thinking of something. I was like, should I talk about it on the place? Something that I saw you grow in this week when you had a conversation with your...
My dad?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
She just had a conversation, and usually she's good at avoiding things.
Yeah, I don't like confronting people, situations. Well, I'm not gonna say that. In the past,
right.
I would avoid situations. I just want to confront.
To avoid conflict, and I kind of had to give her a little pep talk. Well, also told her that leadership isn't always. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
This is why, whatever. This doesn't have to do with that. I wasn't being mean, but I wanted to get to that point that we didn't talk about earlier. But leadership is not always nice, and what you want to hear sometimes for to help you to grow. But one thing about me is sometimes I can identify things in people, and with her, it wasn't so much. Oh, you're always avoiding. It was, I have to give her the perspective from the recipient. I'm like, it may not be as bad as you think, but you have to do it because this is a pattern. So you can't go through life doing this because what happens, the domino effect, it's going to affect you here, here, and here because you didn't want to stop it in the beginning. So I guess that's what's in her mind, and she did what she had to do, and then what?
Everything was fine.
Wasn't as bad as I thought. Not at all.
Sometimes, I would say because of
it can get worse.
that's an experience that I had in the past mm-hmm. where it made me afraid to confront, you know? So just letting go of that and just like, okay, I'm just going to take it, whatever it is, because drawing it out,
that's trauma. And in a sense, and then you have to heal that
mm-hmm.
or pluck it, like identify it when you see it rise again. Because sometimes we don't even know. Things are such habits, we don't even realize we're doing it again when we're doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, because we're so programmed, we're so mm-hmm. embedded inside of our being that don't even know it.
I mean, and then the discernment comes in. Not everything needs to be confronted. Not every single thing. Because
right,
then that could be a whole other problem. There's a season. There's a time for everything. A time to be silent and a time to speak.
Mm-hmm.
A time to be angry. You know, it's a time for all of that. So, I mean, not just like go out here and start confronting everybody for
yeah.
every little thing. Like, no, but when needed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sometimes you have to avoid. I mean, for whatever reason, I don't know, but I can't think of any right now. But I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's where you say our discernment and wisdom. Wisdom
mm-hmm.
comes in, so.
Yeah. I guess that's about it for me on the whole subject, unless you had something.
Nah,
you said nah like you wasn't finished. Don't let me stop you.
No, for real.
Okay. I'm like, you said nah, like, because I'm done with this. I just felt like I was rambling, so I was like, let me stop. So, okay.
You're good. Oh, yeah. Well,
you can do the announcements while we're going to play my
okay.
again.
Yeah. So we have a lineup Troop Tuesday with Hakeem L at 7 p.m. on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And then Beth, 7 p.m. on Sundays with Independent Thinkers and us.
Every Thursday at 7. But yeah, check out things we have on our website at jpmuse.com, jpmuse.com. We were talking about prepping and things like that. You may want to take a look at our ebook on there
mm-hmm.
And get remedies for other issues you may be going through or you may want to combat, like third party debt or vaccination extension or credit card, what is it? Credit repair bundles,
mm-hmm.
passport process, as it's national.
We got a ton of things.
There's a lot of things. Check it out. What did you really have?
Mm-hmm.
Crown shield with a Z. Anyway, we got to get that together. But yeah, so peace to everybody.
Happy Mother's Day to the
Happy Mother's Day. We'll play some Dr. Maya for y'all on Blog Talk Radio. Those of you on YouTube, you could just play it on YouTube. Peace, everyone.
Many people wonder where my secret lies. I'm not cute or built to suit a fashion model size. When I start to tell them, they think I'm telling lies. I say, it's in the reach of my arms, the span of my hips, the stride of my step, the curl of my lips. I'm a woman, phenomenally. I walk into a room just as cool as you please, and to a man the fellows stand or fall down on their knees. Then they swarm around me, a hive of honeybees. I say, it's the fire in my eyes, the flash of my teeth, the swing in my waist, the joy in my feet. I'm a woman, phenomenally. Men themselves have wondered what they see in me. They try so much, but they can't touch my inner mystery. When I try to show them, they say they still can't see. I say, it's in the arch of my back, the sun of my smile, the ride of my breasts, the grace of my style. I'm a woman, phenomenally. Now you understand just why my head's not bowed. I don't shout or jump about or have to talk real loud. When you see me passing, it ought to make you proud. I say it's in the click of my heels, the bend of my hair, the palms of my hands, the need for my care, because I'm a woman, phenomenally.